I was the first one out to Jared's farm when this happened. I was the first landowner that came there. And I got to tell you, folks, as I approached his farm a mile away and I saw all their pickups that were surrounding him from every direction within a half a mile, it looked like he was under siege. And when I got up there and drove into his yard and picked up his wife, who was there alone with their daughter, it felt like a siege. And the first thing when I talked to the deputy, he told me that Summit Carbon Solutions told them that they would not be in any of his cropland. First thing they told him. And then they told him they wouldn't be there very long. Well, I got there at 9:30 in the morning. I think they arrived probably about 8:30 or so, quarter to 9. Jared wasn't even there. He was hauling soybeans. He was here in town. They were there till 3:30, 4 o'clock. I would call that not a short period of time. And I pointed out to the deputy, his wife, Jared's wife, went out on a four-wheeler to video and view them, and she came back in and said, they're out in the soybean field. They're tearing it all